We are here with Tina Romine from the Interstate Farm and Home Show. And oh my gosh, Tina, there is so much going on. I mean, this is, are we into second gear yet? Are we into third gear yet? Where are we at?
I think I'm pushing fourth, maybe.
Wow, already fourth. I don't know actually how many speeds this thing has, but
a lot.
It is going.
Yep. So I have, probably about another hour, half an hour to an hour, and Tammy and I are going to start rolling in. We're going to take over the college, and by the end of the day, we're going to transform the whole place.
So we have, are you going to get any help from the college students, do you know?
We are. Hey. The soccer team helps us out a lot. They come in around noon, and they're going to help the pipe and drape guy, Jared, and then they put up the tables, they put up the drapes that you see, the curtains, if you will, that you see, and they do a lot of hard work. And then they also have the concession stand there at the show. So you want to stop by there and show them some love and appreciation for helping us out with that as well.
So yeah.
They have all kinds of good snacks and stuff.
Absolutely. So let's go ahead and go over here for the folks who may not know, you know, what is the show all about? What are we going to be seeing? Have there been any updates or changes since we last talked?
There has. We have confirmed the bounce houses will be there, so that's fun. The kids had a really good time with that. They are free. You do not have to pay anything for your kiddos to jump in there. They just have to behave. But we have a lot of major sponsors. Our title sponsor is Bartlett Co-op, and they are going to be bringing some different things. And they have a lot of fun stuff at Bartlett Co-op that I never knew they had. So, you know, drill them guys, ask them some questions, and they have a lot of different things for motors and animals and your yard and birds and all kinds of fun stuff at their
and
place.
Pet food as well.
Pet food, yep. And we have Roman's Outdoor Power and Roman Chevrolet. They're going to be bringing some vehicles. They'll be bringing some tractors and different implements and different things that you can, you know, crawl in, climb around, look at, check out, purchase, take home, and have all kinds of fun with it. But we also have Quality Motors and Quality Toyota. They'll be there again this year. And we have a new title or a new major sponsor this year, Washington County Equipment. They are going to be there with some lawnmowers and some tractors and all kinds of different things. And he also does service on your lawnmowers and tractors and things like that. So I want to ask him some questions, too. What you're going to do when you come in, you're going to see all kinds of booths. You're going to see all kinds of things outside. We do have a couple of food trucks this year. You know, be ready. You got some cash in your pocket. There's a lot of cash and carry items. There's a lot of services to be had. There's a lot of knowledge to gain from coming to this show. When you come in, you want to register and put your name in the box to win all the door prizes. We've got all kinds of different prizes. A lot of the vendors will give us prizes as well. We have a couple of Branson overnight stays, hotels included, and show tickets and things like that. And then we have two chances to win the $500. So you want to make sure that you are on board for that $500 because it's always fun to win, right?
Yes.
Never once have somebody said, oh, man, I don't need that. Give it to someone else. Like, never once in all my 7 years of doing this. This is our 8th farm show, but this is my 7th, and I've called them every year, and everybody's always so excited. So, and somebody's got to win, right?
That's right. Tell us about the parking situation.
So, parking, we don't charge for parking. There will be some parking by Nellis Hall on the east side of the parking lot. There should be some parking. And then on the northeast side, there will be some handicap parking. The student union will be available for parking. And then I'm not really sure beyond that, but we don't charge for parking. So
yes, and free admission.
And we don't charge for admission either. But you do want to come in and register, get your swag bags full of all kinds of coupons and fun information in there and fun things, including some hockey tickets. If you like the Tulsa Oilers, this will be their one of their last games, I think, March 29th. And then they turn over to football, so we'll get those too, but not yet. So just come hang out, you know, look at everything. And there are so many different goods and services that are available at this show. And some things you probably wouldn't realize that we have in this area. And that's the fun thing about it. You know, we have people that say, oh, I didn't know we had a steam mounted carpet cleaning agency in our area, but we do.
Well, and the thing is, you know, you may not need steam carpet cleaning today, but right. you might need it 6 months from now.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, the Rug Institute will tell you that's the best way to go. And it really is. He does a really fabulous job, and he's with Advantage Carpet Care. He's been with us for a long time. We also have some jewelry. And we've got the olive oil. Cask and Grove will be there again. They're one of my favorites because I love them. we like have siding. We have the Historical Society. You were just talking to Wyatt about that. They'll be there. And just different kinds of financial institutions, things for health and care for your body. Hearing Life will be there. Like, we just, there's just so many different things in, you know, it's not just farm implements. It's not just, you know, it's all kinds of things.
So as we wrap up here, Tina, remind us the dates and times and where people can go for more information.
So Friday, the doors open at 1 o'clock. That's tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And we're open till 7 p.m. So, it's going to be a little bit later in the evening. If you need to get off work and come see us, then you have that opportunity. And then Saturday, we open the doors at 8:30, and we will be there till 4. So,
okay. And we'll be broadcasting live and lots of stuff to come. So we will keep continuing to bring you updates from the Interstate Farm and Home Show right here on the Mighty 690. Tina, thank you so much for coming by. And you can find more at the website, right?
Absolutely. If you go to KGGF Radio, there's a scrolling at the top. Click that, and it'll take you right where you need to go.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tina. And coming up next, we have a check of the news. Open line on the way here on the Mighty 690.